I was dyslexic. I lost all my hair at 10. I was drowning. And swimming was the lifeline that allowed me to rebuild my self-esteem and confidence, rebuild my life, eventually get to American university, take a degree, and do the things I do myself. If you don't exercise as a kid, you get listless because you get sugar management problems. It is natural to exercise regularly. We have obesity that is just going to become the worst nightmare you can ever imagine for this country. And it's school setting the example, such as St. Albans School here, of how to build really good facilities that will inspire kids to have a lifelong love of exercise, but also maybe the chance of winning a few gold medals in the process as well.
Now, obviously, your Olympic background, you must have been very excited to see it here in Britain. You would have watched, I'm sure, very closely, very excited. But I think I'm going to take a guess here. What was really important for you is when the Olympics finished, for you to see what people did with that, what they did next. So talk to me about the response that you've seen from people and the community, maybe here in Hertfordshire, in response to the spirit that was there. Has it gone? Are we seizing the opportunity?
I think the thing about the Olympic Games is it's, and especially the one that we ran in Britain, it's shown us that our lack of confidence in every area, you know, we can't build it, we can't organise it, you know, we can't win gold medals. All of the excuses now have been removed. We can do it, and we will do it, and we can carry on becoming extraordinary throughout the world, both in sport and outside of sport, further into other endeavours. And with the young people, I think what you'll find is there are several generations that have expanded their aspirations. Perhaps, you know, the X Factor will still be exciting in their lives, but some of the questions they'll ask is, how do I become excellent? And our future as a nation, our future for our children, is very different, I think, to what it was before. And the more winners you have going out and meeting kids, the better. Today, I'm not just here for the opening, for the people that have been involved. I will spend time with the kids in the water. I will meet those kids with special needs and learning difficulties here at St. Albans School. So I'll have a chance to actually, hopefully, allow them to hold a gold medal. I met an Olympian when I was 14, 15 years old, and that was what inspired me. And having 29 of them running around the place meeting kids now means that far more kids will be inspired, and it's absolutely right and good and exciting.
The last question I wanted to ask, facilities like this, just what kind of a difference do they really make to the lives of individual children? I mean, does it all begin here, the successes that they can have in the future?
It doesn't begin here. It begins at primary school or with the parents in clubs. You've got to look at how is a child first introduced to sport and what are the pathways. How do they go from, you know, their first length they've ever swum to Olympic gold medals with no breaks? So there's no precipice for them to fall off and be forgotten. And part of it is how do you generate that? And this time now, from kind of 13, 14 up to 18, 19, is absolutely crucial of taking the initial kind of, I feel I'd really like to do something into sport, to moulding it into something and taking it on and giving, most critically, the exit route. Where do you go from here? How do you get to the next stage?